This is the Aviat Merli of the 15th of September 2024. Original date, the 31st of December 2001. In this new year, with the blessing of May you be successful, bring the revelation of the Father and yourself close. Today, the Creator of the New Age has come to celebrate the New Year with his children, who are the Master Creators of the New Age. Everyone in the world celebrates the New Year. However, all of you are creating the New Age. Every child has the happiness of the New Age. You know that the New Age is about to come. People of the world celebrate the New Year for just one day, and all of you celebrate the New Age for the whole of the Confluence Age. At the New Year, you celebrate with happiness and give gifts to one another. What gifts do you give? These gifts are for only a short time. What gift does the Father, the Creator of the New Age, bring for you children? He brings you a golden gift, the Golden Age, with which all of you become gold. You become new through this. In a short time, the new year will begin, but everything will not become new again. And in your new age, even nature will become new. Even souls will adopt new costumes, bodies. Everything will be new. That is, they will all be Satipatthana and golden aged. So, while celebrating the new year, you are only remembering the new age in your minds and intellects. You remember the new age, do you not? Or are you only remembering the new year for just today? Bap Dada, first of all, congratulates you for the new age, and together with that, he also congratulates you for the new year, because all of you have come to celebrate the new year, have you not? Celebrate. Celebrate a great deal. Celebrate the imperishable greetings for the imperishable gift that you have received from Bap Dada. Constantly give one another greetings of good wishes. These are true greetings. When you give greetings, you yourself are happy and others also become happy. They do become happy, do they not? So, the greetings of an honest heart are the greetings of good wishes and pure feelings for one another. Good wishes are such an elevated way of greeting that no matter what type of feelings any soul has, even if that soul doesn't have good wishes, even if that soul doesn't have good intentions, your good wishes can change the intention of that soul. It can also change his nature. In fact, the meaning of the word nature, swabhav, is good, swa, or su, feelings, bhav. Constantly continue to give every soul, at every moment, these imperishable greetings. No matter what anyone else gives you, you just continue to give everyone good wishes. By your remaining stable in an imperishable soul-conscious stage of an imperishable soul, that soul will definitely be transformed. So what speciality will you bring about in this new year? In yourself, in everyone else, and in service? Since it is called the new year, you will do something new, will you not? So what newness will you bring about? Has each one of you made a plan for your newness? Or will you now just celebrate the new year? You celebrated a meeting, you celebrated the new year, but what plan have you made for newness? For this year, Bapdada is especially signalling every child. According to the time, every child, whether you are sitting here in a corporeal form, personally in front of Baba, whether you are in this land or abroad, listening and seeing through the facilities of science. And Bapdada sees that everyone is sitting very comfortably and watching with great pleasure. So Bapdada's signal for all of you extremely loving, sweet children of the whole world is, now in this Brahmin life of yours, increase your savings account and your account of accumulation from Amrit Vela till night time. Let each one of you make a plan according to your task. Now increase your account of savings and accumulation of each and every treasure you have received in your Brahmin life. Because today, Bapdada saw the result, till the end of the year, of all the children everywhere. What did he see? You already know this. You teachers know it. You double foreigners know it. The Maharatis know it. According to how much you should have in your account of accumulation, ... What can Baba say? You yourselves can say it, because Bapdada knows that the time to accumulate all the treasures is just now at the confluence age. However much you accumulate in this short age, you will continue to attain your reward according to that for the whole cycle. All of you have a slogan. What is your slogan? If not now, ... What comes after this? If not now, then never. You keep this slogan in your head very well. However, in your heart and in your remembrance, you remember and you forget. The greatest treasures of all, the basis of the greatness of this Brahmin life, are the treasures of thought, the treasures of time, the treasures of powers, and the treasures of this knowledge. Treasures of physical wealth are common. Bapdada saw to what extent each of you Brahmins can make yourself and service elevated with the treasures of elevated thought. Now all of you need to underline this more. You Brahmins have so much power in one pure and elevated thought that you can give a lot of cooperation to souls. You can increase the importance of the power of your thoughts to whatever extent you want. Whilst sitting at a distance, people are able to make a rocket, an invention of science, reach a particular place, wherever and whenever they want it to, in just a second. What is that rocket compared to your pure and elevated thoughts? Just use them in a refined way and see. The result of your method is very elevated. However, now sit in the furnace of introspection. In this new year, make a plan for a saving scheme of all the treasures for yourself. Increase your account of accumulation. Fix times throughout the whole day for yourself to be in the furnace of introspection from time to time. You yourself can do this. Others cannot do it for you. Before the year of revelation, Bapdada calls this year, may you be successful this year. The basis of success, Safalta, is to use every treasure in a worthwhile way, Safalkarna. Use them in a worthwhile way and achieve success. Success will automatically bring revelation. You have served with words very well, but now with the blessing of success, bring revelation of the Father and yourself closer. Let souls experience the life of every Brahmin to be full of every treasure. Souls of today want to have an experience from you, images of experience. They want to hear less and experience more. The basis of experience is the account of accumulation of the treasures. Now, throughout the day, every now and then, check this chart of yours. To what extent have I accumulated all treasures? Look at your account of accumulation. Look at your chart. How many thoughts do you have in 1 minute? The speed of thoughts is fast, is it not? So how many thoughts were worthwhile and how many were wasted? How many were powerful and how many were ordinary? Each of you has a machine with which to check, do you not? Or do you not have it? Do all of you have a checking machine? Do you teachers have it? Just as you have computers and emails at your centres, in the same way, do you have this checking machine? Do you double foreigners have it? Is it working or has it broken down? Do you pandas have this checking machine? Do all of you have it? If any of you don't have it, you may put in an application. When you set up an office, you first think about the equipment you need for the office in today's world, such as a computer, an email, a type machine, a photocopier. You need all of those things, do you not? So too in Brahmin life and in the office of your heart. Do you have all of those machines or not? Bapdada told you earlier too that even nature comes to tell Bapdada, I am ever ready. Time is repeatedly looking at you Brahmins. Are the Brahmins ready? It is repeatedly visiting the Brahmins. So Bapdada is asking you, raise your hands very well and Bapdada is pleased. Now be ever ready to such an extent that every thought, second and breath that passes is wonderful. Wah, wah. Not why, but wah, wah. At the moment it is sometimes wah, wah, wonderful. And at other times it becomes why. Sometimes a full stop is applied, sometimes a question mark, and sometimes an exclamation mark. Let the minds of all of you also say wah. Whoever you form a relationship or connection with, whether Brahmin or those who serve, let the words wah, wah emerge from them. Acha. Today, great-great-grandfather, Father Brahma, has one pure hope. Father Brahma says, I especially want to say one thing to my great-great-grandsons. What is that? That firstly, let every child always have a smile of spirituality on his face. Did you hear that? Listen to it very carefully with open ears. Secondly, that you always have sweetness in your words. Let not even one word be without sweetness. Let there be spirituality on your face, sweetness in your words and in your mind and intellect. Let there constantly be good wishes, merciful feelings, and the feelings of being a bestower. Follow the Father at every step. Are you able to do this? Teachers, are you able to do this? Youth, are you able to do this? A youth retreat of youth from this land and abroad was taking place in Gyantsa Rova. Babdada has received a very good result from the youth group. Multi-million-fold congratulations. The result is good. You have had good experiences. Babdada is pleased. Babdada also heard your experiences. They weren't related through others, but Babdada heard your experiences directly. However, now keep these experiences imperishable with the blessing of making them immortal. No matter what happens, constantly continue to make your spiritual experiences increase. Don't reduce them. Whether you come to Madhuban after 3 months or not, because you won't come back from abroad after 3 months, still keep your account and send it to Babdada and he will mark it. Or he will give a percentage of what it is. Is this okay? Clap with one hand. Acha. Today it is a day of greetings, so Babdada heard and saw some other good news. Little children wearing crowns are seated here. You are to receive a crown, but they have already received it. Stand up. Look at the group that is crowned. Little children, Bacha, are those who are always true, Satcha, in their heart. You are those with honest hearts, are you not? It is good. Babdada saw that the result of the children was also good. Congratulations, Acha. Double foreigners. Babdada saw your letters and notes. They are notes of enthusiasm. However, Babdada saw one thing that was in some of the notes. Some wrote about their transformation with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. They have written about their enthusiasm. However, some have also shown a little of their carelessness. Never become careless. Alert. One thing Babdada doesn't like is carelessness. The other thing that he doesn't like is for you to become disheartened. No matter what happens, keep a big heart. A disheartened heart is a small heart. A happy heart is a big heart. Don't be disheartened and don't be careless. Constantly continue to fly with zeal and enthusiasm. Babdada has millions and billions of hopes in the double foreigners. The double foreigners will show such wonders that the souls of India will be amazed. It will come. That day will come. It has to come soon. It will come, will it not? That day is going to come, is it not? Will that day come? The response came, it will come very soon. At least say Haji. Babdada is giving you in advance platefuls of congratulations. Babdada is seeing that double foreigners have this much courage. Is it like this? There are a lot of hopes in those from abroad. You are good. The youth is also good. There are many householders. There are also many Kumaris. There are wonders and nothing but wonders. Is this okay? Sindhi families, speak. What wonder will you perform? You are Sindhis in name, but you are Brahmins. What will you do? Speak. The response came, we will glorify Baba's name. When will you do this?
In this year.
May you have a gulab jamun in your mouth. And the reply was, may it come true. You are courageous. Reply, your blessings are with us. The bestower of blessings himself is with us. So a blessing is not a big thing. Acha. All of those who have come here for the first time in this cycle, stand up. To those who have come here for the first time, Bapdada says, you have come here late, but you have to go ahead. Go ahead so much that everyone who sees you becomes happy. Let the words that emerge from everyone's lips be, it is a wonder, it is a wonder, it is a wonder. Do you have such courage? Those who have come here for the first time, you have courage, do you not? You have come here to celebrate the new year, and so you will perform a wonder in the new year, will you not? Bapdada has deep love for all of you children. You have done something very sensible. You have come before it is too late. You have now at least received a seat to sit in this hall. You have been given a bed or the floor to sleep on. However, when the board of too late is put up, they will be made to stand in a queue. Therefore, you have still recognized Bapdada in good time, and so you have done something sensible. Acha. To all the children everywhere in the world who are images of total success, to the intense effort-making children who use everything in a worthwhile way, to the checkers who constantly check their accounts, and the future makers, to such elevated souls who constantly reveal the Father with every action of theirs, to the grandsons from the great-great-grandfather, lots and lots of love, remembrance, congratulations, and namaste from Bapdada. After celebrating a meeting with the children, Bapdada gave greetings for the new year. To all the stars of success everywhere, this confluence period is a farewell to the old year and greetings for the new year, because a confluence period is a farewell as well as greetings. So you are constantly successful and will remain successful. There will never be any name or trace of failure. You are Bapdada's extremely long lost and now found, beloved, extremely sweet, lights of his eyes. All of you are definitely to become number one. With this determined thought, constantly take every step equal to the Father's. Multi-million times, million and billion times, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. To Bapdada's very, very invaluable diamonds, a diamond morning, a diamond morning, a diamond morning. Blessing. May you experience safety by having zeal and enthusiasm for doing service, and thereby become a conqueror of Maya. For the children who run to do physical service as well as doing spiritual service, and who remain ever ready, their zeal and enthusiasm for doing service becomes their means of safety. Those who remain busy doing service are saved from Maya. When Maya sees that you do not have any time, she goes away. The children who have love for the Father and this service receive extra help in the form of courage, with which they easily become conquerors of Maya. Slogan: make this knowledge and yoga part of your nature in life, and your old nature will change. Om Shanti. Notice: today is the third Sunday, World Meditation Yoga Day. Let all the Brahmin children collectively sit in yoga tapasya from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and, as jewels of contentment, especially spread rays of contentment into the atmosphere. Give discontented souls the power to remain content, and serve them through your minds.